Good evening, everybody. We were unable to record our first giving of this class, which is called Helping the Elementals Repair the Planet. So we are giving it again, and this time you will not be able to hear the other members of the call because the recording does not work that way. So tonight I'm going to give this class again. And those of you who hear it will be hearing it, the recording of it. And I would like, first of all, for us to offer an invocation that will prepare us, cleanse us, and protect us as we hear this class. Beloved sponsors of the Heart Center community and of all heart friends and of all light bearers who love the teachings of the masters, who love to know what God has for them and want to know their reason for being, we call for the protection of all of these tonight and all who listen to this call at any time in the future from the recording. We pray that it will be honoring and glorifying to Almighty God in every life and every person who hears it, and that we will take seriously our responsibility in helping the elementals of this planet to not just survive, but to thrive and to repair the planet and bring it back to her pristine beauty as God intended. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What we are going to do tonight is hear a recording of the Elohim of the Five Secret Rays made on July 4th, 2010, as spoken through our messenger and spiritual teacher and author, David Christopher Lewis. And just a little background, David was led by the masters to begin a movement called the Heart Center Community in the year 2005. Actually, it began in 2004, but it officially started in 2005. He actually is the messenger that came after Elizabeth Clare Prophet, for which we are very, very grateful. He did not want this job, but he did accept it and has been used mightily by God ever since. So we are grateful for this dictation that the Elohim of the Five Secret Rays gave through David at this time. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Elohim of the Five Secret Rays before we get started in the actual class. The Five Secret Rays, the Elohim of the Five Secret Rays are very interesting. We don't know very much about them. We know that there are five Elohim in inner manifestation within the Great Central Sun. These five manifest the Five Secret Rays. They have not released their names, but their power and their authority can be invoked by addressing them as the Elohim of the Five Secret Rays. The rays do come forth through the five Dhyani Buddhas, who you may want to know more about, but we don't have time to go into that tonight. The five Dhyani Buddhas offer the healing through the five secret rays and through the cell into the cells of our bodies with the help of your own personal body elemental, who we will hear about tonight, whom you can name and whom you can call upon for help. Just like when you're in physical distress or even having a bad hair day. But you will get better results if you join us, for example, in our morning broadcast at www.theheartcenter.com, at which time we join together in calling upon these five Dhyani Buddhas, and you will learn all about them, as part of our morning devotional. If you cannot do it at that time, go to the replays under the heading called Media Center on the homepage, and do the devotional any time that you can that is convenient for you. It can take as little as 30 minutes if you just do one of the rosaries, or you can listen to the whole 2.5-hour broadcast. You will be blessed, I guarantee it. You will experience a great upliftment and strengthening of your physical, mental, etheric, and emotional body. And now, if you will hold on, we are going to hear the beginning of this dictation, and then we will hear the discussion from it.
Dearest hearts, we come from the throne of Alpha and Omega dripping with light that we would bestow upon elemental life this day. For we have seen their striving, and we have seen and felt the calls of devotees upon earth on their behalf, especially in light of the recent debacle in the Gulf of Mexico. The cries of humanity and of elemental life have risen to the great central sun. And God, through Elohim, answer this day. The precious elementals have borne the weight of the ignorance and hatred of mankind for eons, blessed ones. But more has been upon their backs as this burden in the last 250 years since what you have called the Industrial Revolution, which has not benefited these most noble nature spirits in their work in holding the balance of the four cosmic forces and the four planes of Mater.
So who and what are the elementals? First of all, I want to tell you a little bit of who are of those who are in charge of the elementals. They are called the hierarchs from the cosmos. Let me read to you from one of the dictations by Aramis and Diana, the hierarchs of the fire element. Therefore, one and all, we, Aramis and Diana, Aries and Thor, hierarchs of the air element, and beloved Neptune and Laura, hierarchs of the water element, Virgo and Pallor, hierarchs of the earth element, we do take our assignments and transmit them through elemental life and the nature kingdom. We are hierarchs who serve the four quadrants of fire, air, water, and earth, and we do serve to assist you in regulating the flow of light, energy, and consciousness through your four lower bodies, your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your etheric body. When you receive help from the fiery salamanders, of which we are in charge, that is, Aramis and Diana, receive them or visualize them in your etheric body. That's the area around your body that is within your aura and through which every physical problem must first descend. The fiery salamanders are seen in the violet flame and will cleanse your aura and your etheric space so healing can occur at deeper levels. When you receive the selves of the air, that's the elementals of the air, receive them in your mind, which requires aerating and purging and purifying. When you call on Neptune and Laura, the hierarchs of the water element, or their water elementals, known as the undines, let them come forth for the washing and scrubbing of your desire body, which is located in your solar plexus, and the astral plane, which is around you. And when you call forth the gnomes of Pallor and Virgo, be ready for a change and a restoration of the physical body. Now we will go on with the dictation.
That which mankind purports to be true and of value to the human race often does not take into consideration those who work industriously to provide a platform of evolution for mankind to evolve and live upon this aquasphere of light in the heavens. we, the Elohim, have considered during this age of the Kali Yuga, how we could stabilize all such debt. The elementals who live within the domain of our own kingdom and queendom would be free to fulfill their reason for being and to sustain the light within their own beings, even when mankind either does not accept their existence or revere their presence in their very midst.
So, what is the age of Kali Yuga about? Actually, it is a term that comes out of Hinduism. Most definitions describe this as the last of four ages. Kali, in this situation, means darkness, distance from God. Yuga means an age. And this age precedes the golden crystal age, which we are going into now. The earth is like a mother in labor pains. On the positive side, we are gradually coming out of the dark now as Mother Earth goes into the next dimension. Mother Earth is an entity, and she wants to come up higher. And so we will work with her in helping the elementals to help her come up higher at this time.
There has been an acceleration of the destruction of many of the natural processes that the elementals are engaged in as a result of the introduction of man-made chemicals and substances, as you know. And therefore, we, the Elohim of the five secret rays, have invested a great energy of our solar beings to the resolution of these situations and have offered the frequencies of our own selfhood and God to the Lord God of the universe in order to assist these dear and precious elemental beings. Because you have come here and invoked the light, and others among mankind have also done so, Alpha and Omega have granted a dispensation this day that a third of the portion of the weight that the elementals have borne because of mankind's consciousness or lack thereof is lifted in this hour by the very presence of the Elohim upon the earth. During these 5 days, this action will be sustained as you, blessed ones, play those songs to the Elohim and continue to hold the light of the power of the Blue Kingdom and Queendom on their behalf. Yet, I state that as a result, also, of this lifting of their burden, there will be in areas upon the globe an acceleration of certain earth changes that mankind must learn to deal with and bear in his own right, for it is not the elemental fault that all of these manifestations have come forth. The mercy of God in one realm therefore becomes the justice and the judgment of the Lord in another. Do you see, blessed hearts? Therefore, stabilize your own integrity in God.
Okay, let us review what we have just heard. Alpha and Omega are defined as the highest ranking manifestation of God, the highest ranking members of the hierarchy in our universe. John the Beloved quoted them in the Bible in Revelation 1:8, which says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." And again in Revelation 21:6 and 22 verse 13. They have told us that one third of the burden carried by the elementals was removed from them. That's these Elohim of the five secret rays. One third of the burden carried by the elementals was removed by these Elohim from July 4th through July 9th, because the Elohim of the secret rays would be here to hold the balance and would remain as long as you and I play songs to them and uphold the light of God. But because of this burden lifting, we human beings will experience some calamities that are necessary due to karma, the earth coming up higher, and the cleansing that needs to take place due to the pollution that we are dealing with right now. Mother Mary gave a dictation through David Christopher Lewis on March 26, 2008, called Five Things You Must Do Before 2012. If you would like me to send you a copy of this, email me at donnacorth@verizon.net, donnacorth@verizon.net, or call me, or go to the home page and click on Heart Streams and enter the date, March 26, 2008, and the name of Mother Mary. And you will see the dictation, you'll be able to read it or hear it, whichever you desire, and you will learn the most valuable things that you need to do to be prepared for the days coming ahead. The five most important things you must do before 2012. So they go on to say, therefore, stabilize your own integrity in God. And we will continue here.
Be true to your higher self in all things. Realize your potential and care for the elementals in your environs and in the entire earthly environment of this planet. Watch and wait. Keep the flame, the light, and the fire burning within your homes and hearts, and hearts, dearest ones. For it must be that some will awaken only when the earth responds to mankind's darkness.
So, how do we stabilize our integrity in God? In other words, how are we true to our higher self in all things, as they tell us to do? This means getting so much in alignment with your higher self that you do not do anything until you know that it is what your higher self wants you to do. After a while, you will start to automatically know, but it is not automatic until you are one with your Father, Mother, God. Someone tell me the other names for your higher self. We did this in our class Thursday night, so I'm going to share with you what they shared with me. Here are some other names for your higher self. Your oversoul. In other words, that light and love that comes down over you of God protects you, directs you, perfects you, and corrects you. Your solar presence. It's the same exact power and presence that comes down over you, called your oversoul. Your I am presence. Again, it's another name for a higher self. Your Father, Mother, God. Your Father, Mother, God. That is my favorite name to call my higher self. I say, Father, Mother, God, here I am. Do with me as you please each morning as I awaken. Your God self. It's that higher self of you, that self that starts with a capital S. Your divine presence. Your divine intelligence. For me, Father, Mother, God is the most personal name that I can call my higher self, and so that's what I do. You may pick out that term that is most comfortable to you, but if you hear any of these terms, higher self, oversoul, solar presence, I am presence, Father, Mother, God, God self, divine presence, divine intelligence, if you hear any of those terms, they all basically mean the same thing. So that's how we stabilize our integrity, is getting close to our higher self, our Father, Mother, God. If we are truly walking in this presence, we are full of its light that comes down around us like a tube of light, filling every cell in our body. And as we get closer and draw on it more completely and totally until we are one with it, we can go anywhere and do anything, and we are protected. We can walk right through the darkest of darknesses and come out unscathed. We learn to walk with this Father, Mother, God, this higher self, by meditating, praying, and singing, often singing songs to the violet flame and concentrating and learning all about the violet flame, which is that light, that essence that is most easily emanated through you, to you, and in you on this planet. And as you get close to your Father, Mother, God, you will see this light. When you close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids, you will see violet. Now, what can we do to care for the elementals in our home and on this planet? Well, there are 10 ways for humans to work with elementals, and it's written in a wonderful book that you can get from Amazon.com for as little as $5. It is called Summer with the Leprechauns. It's a true story by Tanis Helliwell, spelled H-E-L-L-I-W-E-L-L. She is a lady who was having a rough time in life, had severed a relationship that she'd had with a young man for a long time, and needed to get away. And so she went to Ireland. She had a friend find a cottage there for her to rent for the summer, and that's what she did. She stayed in that cottage for the summer. And she tells her experiences as she meets leprechauns. She says, I know this is hard to believe, but she says, I've always been a little bit intuitive. I've been able to see things and sense things and know that there were other presences around me. And she said, I was pretty dumbfounded nonetheless when I saw my first leprechaun family that lived in this cottage along with me. So I'm going to tell you the 10 ways that she learned from these leprechauns that you can work with the elementals. If you have a pencil and paper, you might want to write this down because it's very helpful. Number one, believe in the elementals. Believe they are there. Human belief strengthens elementals and gives them energy. That's why they are abundant in Ireland, because the Irish people have always believed in them. Number two, be happy and enthusiastic. Elementals are not attracted to depressed, sad human beings. Number three, go to healthy places in nature as often as possible. Walk in forests, along the seashore, lie in a meadow, listen to birds, sit by a brook, enter into the right vibration of the earth and listen to what it wants. Humans will purify their vibrations if they do these things. Appreciate the beauty in nature, in other words. When human beings do this, elementals are attracted to them and come around them. Number four, cooperate and create with nature by planting trees, growing flowers, and feeding the birds and the squirrels that may live in your neighborhood. Number five, send energy to elementals who look after the trees, the flowers, the water, and the mountains to keep them healthy. When you send energy to them, when you put your hands up and send light from your body out to the elementals, believe me, they will respond and they will be healthier and happier. Do this with joy and gratitude by singing prayers and violet flame songs to them, meditating with them, taking part in spiritual broadcasts or other spiritual programs. Number six, teach other human beings to appreciate nature. Do it with love and joy, and these human beings will begin to understand the needs of Earth. Number seven, Do things spontaneously. Free yourself from over-planning and organizing. Number 8, the way you do this is by taking time every day to be still, meditate, and do nothing. If you do this for 3 minutes, 3 times a day, that's only 9 minutes out of your day, and it can be extremely beneficial to your spiritual growth and well-being. Create a space in your house and your head so spiritual magic can occur. Number 9, in order to contact an elemental who would like to work with you on an ongoing basis, sit in a quiet, natural place in nature, close your eyes, and call the elemental to you. Number 10, notice what kind of elemental is coming. Ask what its gift is and ask for its name. Listen to this elemental on an ongoing basis. Act on its suggestions and your relationship will become stronger. Remember, your elemental wants to be one with you and is already one with your Father, Mother, God in a lot of ways. He takes his directions from the Father, Mother, God, and from the Elohim, and will most readily respond to you as you do violet flame decrees and send him this love and energy. So why do the Elohim of the five secret rays say, watch and wait? What should we be doing while we are watching and waiting? In the dictation that Mother Mary gave through David Christopher Lewis on March 26, 2008, called Five Things You Must Do Before 2012, you will learn all of the things that you need to do while you're watching and waiting. I will just briefly give you the headings of some of these. Number 1, she says, before this occurs and before you go any further in life, actually, you need to forgive yourself and others fully, everything. Another thing she says to do is learn who are the ascended masters and befriend them. The ascended masters are beings just like you and me, only they finish their round of karmic and reincarnations. They no longer have to come back to Earth. They may volunteer to, but they do not have to. They solved all their karma, so they are free of it. And the ascended masters are available to accelerate us spiritually. They work with God. They work with the angels. They work with Jesus. They work with each other. They help us precipitate or alchemize what we need in order to succeed. And they supply us with certain gifts and directions from God that we are otherwise not aware of. Another one that she says to do is build a community where you are. In other words, get friendly with your neighbors. Know them. Know how to help them and work with them. They are going to be the people that you will work with when tough times come. Another thing that Mother Mary says that we need to do is plan and prepare. That's one of the most important. Excuse me. There's a long list under this, and I can't read it to you now, but if you contact me, I will be glad to send you this list and send you all of the rest of the things that she has said we need to do. That's just a little appetizer to get you going. Now, what do you think is meant by, and I quote the Elohim of the five secret rays here, they said, some will awaken only when the earth responds to man's darkness or to mankind's darkness. What do you think is meant by that? Well, in our class the other night, we discovered that it means that some will do nothing. They will not believe that they need to prepare. They will not be ready when times get tough. When the earth begins to correct herself via various calamitous changes, this will frighten a lot of people, many who may come to you for help. There are many biblical and historical examples of this down through the ages. Geologists know from studying the Earth's crust that these things happen every so many thousand years. And we know from what the masters have told us that the Earth is ready for it to happen again now. So we know what to do, or we should know, and we need to know where to live and how to live at this point. And the only way I know to do that is get very close to your Father, Mother, God, and to the Masters, and to the angels, and all cosmic beings who are here to help you. So now we will proceed with the dictation.
If you can see these changes coming as indicative of the required shift in awareness, then you will not cry out in dismay and disbelief when the Lord God answers the cries of elemental life, for you are one with them, and they are one with you when you pray with and for them. So consider befriending many elementals. Nurture them through your love. Walk in nature with full respect for who they are and what they do for you, nonstop, 24/7, 365 1/4 days in your solar year.
So what are things that we can do to befriend the elementals? What will help them the most? Well, I'm going to read a little bit more of what the cosmic beings named Oramasis and Diana had to tell us in a previous message that they gave. They said, thus were these four gathered. That's your gnomes, your undines, your selfs, your salamanders, who are all part of the elemental kingdom. Thus, with these four gathered, your body elemental, which is the fifth one, will be delighted. Now, who is your body elemental? He or she is a replica of yourself at the age of about 4 years. This body elemental does, in a sense, direct these other elementals who come to your aid. The five, therefore, become an action of the five secret rays, and they also aspire to carry the light of the five Dhyani Buddhas, who I mentioned previously. These come out of the Buddhist faith. You can learn all about them if you go to our website. And I might mention here that the Heart Center community has gathered the truths through the Masters of the best things about every religion that has ever been. Every religion has always had truths in it, but the dark forces have come in and changed them and maligned them, the religions that is, so that people are turned off by them, and people go from religion to religion trying to find the truth. And in the Heart Center, if you will go to the homepage, you will learn the best truths that have come forth from the Masters and the cosmic beings out of all the great religions of the world. So these five elementals need the five secret rays that come forth from these five Dhyani Buddhas who reside in the heavens for the healing of the cells of your physical bodies. And Aramis and Diana continue to say, we have come to speak on the plight of the elementals. They are bowed down and they do carry the weight of oppression and depression and despair of the world and the discouragement of which you have been hearing. But beloved ones, you can clear it up for them, for they are your loyal servants. In some cases, they are behaving like people. They are listless, tired, burdened, overworked, for without the violet flame invoked in their behalf, they cannot fulfill their assignments. Thus, we need to invoke the violet flame on their behalf and sing songs to them. Yes, they must have you to decree for them and with them, for they depend upon the altar of your heart, as you depend on the altar of God's heart. God has placed in you the altar for elemental life, and it is your heart chakra. So if you fail them, and if you fail your own personal body elemental, you need not look too far some days when you feel weary to discover the cause, for they are weary and they need your help. Virgo and Pallur, who have their retreat in the center of the earth, told us that there are billions of gnomes pending the cycles of earth in the four seasons, purging the planet of poisons and pollutants so dangerous to the physical bodies of man, animal, and plant life. They said, in past ages, when the discord, death, and disease self-created by mankind have reached proportions greater than that which the elementals could bear, Mother Nature herself has convulsed, as it did when elemental life unleashed the fountains of the deep, causing the great deluge that resulted in the sinking of the continent of Atlantis and the flood of Noah. If and unless there is a great intensification of the saturation of the earth body with a violet flame through the multiplication of the calls of the light bearers, that's you and me, there will be in this decade major planetary upheavals, changes in weather, earthquakes, tsunamis that result in a great loss of life, as well as permanent changes in the geographical surface of the earth. And now we will continue.
Though this may seem to some of you a setback in your spiritual work, on behalf of the earth itself, I tell you, blessed ones, look up to the sun and realize that all is well, all is coming into conformity with the higher laws and principles of divine light. And what may seem at times to be a tenuous situation upon this earth in various domains and regions of the globe is truly that which God sets in order because of the cries and the heartfelt calls of the elementals. Alpha and Omega, send their love and the frequencies of their light to every devotee of God upon earth. The karmic board is even now responding to your letters. And as a general statement, we proclaim to you that approximately 80% of that which you have invoked and called forth and asked for within these letters, blessed ones, is stamped by heaven's fire approved. Now it is up to you to fulfill your end of the bargain, as it were.
Okay, I want to answer, you probably are wondering what the karmic board is all about and what he was talking, what the Elohim of the five secret rays are talking about here when they mention the karmic board, even now responding to our letters. The karmic board is a group of masters and cosmic beings who actually intercede for us, plan for us, help us in many special ways. They determine our karmic debts to a great degree and whether we are going to ascend or not and whether and who we might reincarnate into in our next lifetime. They are a very important part of the heavens. The karmic board consists of 9 members who are named Cyclopea, the Great Divine Director, Kuan Yin, Liberty, Nada, Pallas Athena, Portia, who is the twin flame of Saint Germain, who many of you are familiar with, Vairochana, who is one of the 5 Dhyani Buddhas, and Gautama Buddha. I don't have time to explain each of their roles to you tonight, but remember, anytime you have any questions, just contact me at donnacorth@verizon.net or call me at 903-885-2495. We call on the karmic board to help us, and they are most willing to do so. We simply write them a letter telling us telling them of those areas in which we have a need, of those goals we would like to complete, of what we would like to have happen in our lives. And then we promise them something in return, such as meditating with them each day, singing violet ray songs to Mother Earth, to the elementals, to our loved ones, to those who need healing, praying for the different problems and challenges that occur on this planet at this time. Whatever it is, we promise it to them in return. We make a copy of that letter so that we can be reminded of what our promises are, and we keep that copy somewhere where we can see it every so often. We take the original and we burn it. I usually do this in my kitchen, my bathroom sink or my kitchen sink. If you go to a conference, they will pass out forms and you can fill out the, you have a little set of directions that will help you, guide you as you send in your request to the karmic board, and they will gather up your karmic board letters and burn them for you. So that's what happened at this conference, this Freedom Conference, where this dictation was being given. Now we will continue.
To maintain your vows, your pledges of light, your time and invocation and sacred works of love and holy intention to be one another's keepers and to bear the burdens of all life upon this earth as bodhisattvas of love.
So we see that the most important thing to do is offer our calls, our prayers, our songs, meditate with these higher beings, with especially and most importantly, with our Father, Mother, God, our higher self. So what is the best time to do this? Well, the masters say that the best time to do this is on arising in the morning and just before retiring at night. It's also very helpful if you do it in the middle of the day, right in the middle of everything, which many people forget to do or don't think they can do, but it's very helpful. You can take 3 minutes at each of those times to do that, or you can take longer at one of those times and offer prayers and calls and songs with other people, either by a phone conference such as this or by a broadcast on your computer. It is much more powerful when you're doing it with other people because you have all the voices combined and there's much, much energy raised at those times. The Master El Morya said that meditating and praying on arising brings us to the attention of cosmic beings, plus our Holy Christ Buddhic self and our on the Holy Spirit and the elementals, and thus points us in the right direction for the day. And praying before retiring prepares our soul to go to the retreats. Yes, you have a soul consciousness that leaves your body at night and goes to retreats. That is, if you make calls for it to do so. When you do that, the archangels, and I would particularly call to Archangel Michael because he's in charge of all of the archangels, and he will see to it that your soul is escorted to that university of the spirit, that school of the masters, that retreat where you need to go at this time. When your soul is learning things like this at night, then your soul can speak and work with you during the day and help you to go the right direction and make the right decisions and can remind you to be communicating continually with your Father, Mother, God. This helps us to develop spiritual maturity. It eliminates negative karma, and it will keep things from ever being fearful of whatever comes down the pike because it helps us to always be in tune with our Almighty God.
Every time you give that call within the Golden Buddha Rosary and other rosaries, a soul is saved by the intercession of angelic presences, Buddhas of light and solar beings. Truly, if you could see how your words are manifest as reality in numerous realms of light, precious ones, you would give your all through that word more often and with great intention and a certain sacrificial offerings for those who require your intercession, your communication, your conscious awareness, and love.
So, now to review, we have just answered the question, who are the elementals and how can we work with them to save this planet? What does the Elohim of the five secret rays tell us to do to be prepared for the tenuous days ahead? And why will there be areas on our globe that experience major earth changes that mankind must learn to deal with? And why are the coming earth changes essential for our progress? And what must we do to fulfill our end of the bargain? I will tell you right now what I do. I'm not saying that you should do this. You must get in tune with your Father, Mother, God, and determine what you need to do. But here's what I do. And it could be a good start for you. Every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's Texas time, Central Daylight Time, I turn on the Heart Center Community Broadcast. I simply go to www.heartcenter.org. I do this because it's recommended by the Masters. It is very high spiritually. It honors the five Dhyani Buddhas. It helps the elementals and our planet. And it produces good karma. I can hear the rosary, one of the rosaries that they do that for that morning, and there's several of them, and they do a different one each morning almost. You can do that within 30 minutes. The broadcast ends at 9:30, and you can just stay for whatever part you're able to, or you can listen to the replay. Now again, after you go to www.heartcenter.org, you scroll down, and on your right, you will see a little jumping icon. And you click on that. It will take you to the next page, and you'll see another place to click on, and then up comes the broadcast. Now, if you want to listen to the replay, you simply click on Media Center, which is on the home page, and a drop-down will come of several choices, and then you click on that drop-down. You click on the words prayers and songs and replays, or you click on replays, rather. And you can pick out the date of the replay you want to hear. Usually the same broadcast that was on that morning will be up by that evening. But if there's something else you would rather do, just do it, and just make sure that that's what your Father, Mother, God wants you to do, and do it consistently. We just offer these suggestions as aids and helps. And we want you to know that the Heart Center community consists of people from every imaginable background that you can possibly imagine. I have met Baptists, Catholics, Jews, people that are agnostic. I have met people from every background you can imagine through the Heart Center community. And we all love each other, welcome each other, and even though we may not ever meet each other in the physical, our souls do join together and rejoice when we go to bed at night. So now we will conclude this dictation.
This has been, from our perspective, a great event in the history of Earth, this conference, Blessed Hearts. And Almoria steps forth at my side to proclaim to you that 99.9% has been fulfilled through your joy, your love, your invocations, and your great spirit. Now, lest we wear out our welcome, to fulfill the final 0.1%, stand to welcome the victorious one from Venus in this hour.
And that concludes our class for tonight, and I would pray that you might feel free to contact me again at Donna Korth, that's K-O-R-T-H, at Verizon.net or 903-885-2495 with any questions, any suggestions, any ideas, any comments that you would like to make. Thank you for joining us.